We continue 10 lines down from the top on Samech Amid Beis at the Mishnah. Ovid Kochavim Shenimsa Betzad HaBor Shel Yayin. There, the idolater is standing next to a boar filled with wine. The question is, are we concerned that he's going to touch the wine and render it Yayin Ezach? So says the Mishnah, Im Yesh Lo Milva Alav Aser, Im Ein Lo Milva Alav Mutter. If he is owed money, if the Yisrael owes him money, we're going to assume that he did touch it. If he's not owed money, then we're going to assume that he's afraid. There's no reason for him to touch it. Because if he's owed money, the rationale is, as Rashi explains, he's unconcerned to touch the wine because he figures he'll take that instead of the money. So that's statement number one in the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah continues. Nafala bor va'ala. If, let's say, the Ovid Kachabim fell into the pit and then picked himself, got out of it, Mudo bekana, or he measured something in the pit with a reed. Hitis it's at Sira bekana, or there was a hornet in the vat, in the pit, and he took his reed and he flicked the hornet out of the pit. Oshay mat piach al piachavis mirusachas, or he was banging on the chavis, which was hot, and while he was banging on it, the water started to overflow because of the heat, and it touched his hands. And it's all connected to the whole pot. B'chol elu hayamaisa v'amru yimacher. All these four situations occurred, and the Tanakhama said you have to sell the wine in those cases, which means you can't drink it. Aser v'shasiyah v'mutter behana. But Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says no. In all these cases, you can even drink from it, because in his mind, these are all cases of shelo b'kavana. And when it's shelo b'kavana, we're going to be lenient and say you can even drink it. Case, the last case of the Mishnah, Natalas Achavis Vizarka Bechamaso Labor. What if the idolater took a barrel and in anger threw it into the pit? So the question is, does that now ruin the wine inside the pit because it was the barrel was touched by an idolater before it came into the pit? Zahaya Maisa Vechshiru, this story occurred as well, and they said it was mutter, not only for hana, but even for even for consumption, because again, in this case, it was really far removed. There was the airspace in between, there was a flight of the barrel in between the touching of the idolater and the landing in the pit. So now the Gemara begins, Amar Shmuel, V'hu sheyesh lo milva alos hayayin. Says Shmuel, Shmuel narrows the scope of the Isser in the Mishnah. Again, the first case is that Ovid Kochavim is on the side of the pit, and are we concerned that he's going to touch it or not? We said, says the Mishnah, we'll be concerned if he's owed money from the Israel. Says Shmuel, we're only going to be concerned if he's owed money from the Israel, and the Israel said, if I don't pay you back, you can collect from this wine in this vat. But had he not said that, had he not made that stipulation, we're not concerned that the Ovid Kochavim is going to be menasech the yayin. Of course, if we know for a fact that he was menasech the yayin, then it's aser for hana and for shasiya. But assuming we don't know, we don't have to assume that it was touched. Says Shmuel, we don't have to assume it was touched, even if he's owed money, so long as he doesn't say you can collect from this wine as payment for the loan. Am Rav Ashi says Rav Ashi masnisa nami deko. We have the Mishnah on Samech Aleph and Aleph supports this statement of Shmuel's. How so? So this is what the Mishnah says. It's a little complex, but we'll try to follow, make sense of it. Tetnan hametayar yeno shel Ovid Kochavim v'nasno birushuso. If a person purified the wine of an Ovid Kochavim and left it in his domain. What does that mean? You purified the wine of an idolater. It means that you were planning to use his grapes and make it into wine done in a tahor fashion. So there aren't any issues. So what it means is you bought the grapes from the Ovid Kochavim. You pressed them, trampled on them, made the wine, and you still left it in the domain of the Ovid Kochavim. Okay, v'hala kosev lo hiskabalti mimcha maos, and the idolater wrote on a piece of paper that I've already received payment for the wine, for the grapes, but he actually didn't receive payment for the grapes. He just wrote it. Why does that make a difference? We'll see in a second. Mutter, in that case, it's permissible. What's permissible? There's no concern that the idolater was menaseich the yayin. What do you mean? Is in his domain. So why wouldn't we be concerned? So Rashi also makes the point that it's important that the key was in the hands of the Yisrael. So the idolater didn't really have access to it, but it was still in his domain. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Aval im yirtze Yisrael lehotzio ve'ein menicho ad she'itein lo ma'osav. However, if the Yisrael wants to take out the wine, but the idolater doesn't allow him to take out the wine until he gets paid, Zehaya Maisa beBeit She'an va'asru. This had occurred in Beit She'an, and the rabbis were machmir and said, in that case, if he's holding the wine hostage until payment, then we're going to say that he was menasech the wine, and it might even be prohibited from getting hana. Now the Gemara makes an inference. Time of the Ein Menicho. The reason why we would be machamir is simply because the Ovid Kachavim wouldn't allow the Yisrael access to his wine. Ha Menicho. But if he would allow him access, shari, it would be fine. So what do you have over here? You have a situation where there's wine that belongs to Yisrael, which is in the domain of an idolater. The Yisrael owes the idolater money, and even though he owes him money, as long as he will give him unfettered access to his wine, we're not concerned that the idolater is going to use that wine as payment for the money that he's owed, and therefore we would say that it's yayin esach. We're not concerned he's going to do that, right? As Shmuel said before, it's only if he has a loan. He says if there's a milval oso yayin, it's only if the borrower, the Israel borrower, stipulated that if I don't pay you back, you can take the payment from the wine. Here, he didn't say you can take payment from the wine, and we said it's permissible. Shmamina, milva aloso yayin, ba'inan shmamina. So you see from here again, there must be that in order to prohibit the wine, or in order to assume that the wine was touched by an Ovid Kochavim, is only if he was owed money, and in addition to that, the borrower stated, if I don't pay you back, you can take the wine as repayment of the loan. So that is the connection between the next Mishnah and Shmuel's statement based off of our Mishnah. It is interesting, as Tosos points out, that the two cases, the parallels are really totally different, because in our case, there's an open bot, a barrel, and the Ovid Kochavim is standing next to an open barrel in the domain of an Ovid Kochavim. Over here, it's in the domain of a Yisroel, where the Ovid Kochavim is standing in an open barrel. Whereas in the next case, it's in the domain of the Ovid Kochavim, and it's closed because the Yisroel has the key. But nevertheless, they're comparing the two cases, so Tosfos explains how it works, how it matches up. But that is the Gemara.